It was the summer before my sophomore year, and I was standing on the crunchy brown grass. The sidewalk so hot, I was sure it'd melt my shoes if I stood on it for too long. There was no one around because we'd been out of school for an hour. When the red convertible Mustang pulled to the curb in front of me, I figured the wannabe Don Johnson with his linen pants, matching sport coat, and baby blue t-shirt just wanted directions to the nearest bar. The guy flicked his little ponytail over his shoulder and looked at me with the darkest sunglasses I'd ever seen.
"You're Jimmy, right? It's me, Vic."
Vic was 24, closer to my age than Mom's. I only saw the guy once a year, and he looked very different without his Christmas best on.
"I'm Joe."
Yeah, that's what I meant." Vic patted the seat next to him.
"What you waiting for?"
Dad didn't care too much for Vic and wouldn't want me around the guy. But it was too far to walk in this heat, and I had no money, so I got in. The sunglasses said Ray-Ban, and I wanted a pair. I couldn't see his eyes until he took them off and looked in the rear view, blinked a bunch of times. After wiping his nose with the back of his hand and putting his sunglasses back on, Vic said,
"So how you been, Jimmy?"
"Joe." Vic talked like Mom after her third cup of coffee.
"Oh yeah, Joe. So how you been, kid?"
I set my backpack down by my red Jordans, still shiny after 2 weeks, not a single scuff mark. "Okay, I guess."
Good, that's real good."
Vic floored the pedal and zipped past the football field. He cocked his thumb out my window and asked,
"You play?"
I nodded and slipped off my Indian's cap. There was no way my hair would stay sprayed down to my head like Vic's. But having my hair all messed up would be a hell of a lot better than losing the hat I begged Dad to buy. Vic leaned over and looked at me, not caring we were still speeding down the street.
"Tackle?"
He'd think it was gay if it wasn't.
"Of course." "Hey man, that's cool, real cool,"
Vic said. He eased back into his seat, his eyes on the road.
"Fucking football, man, that was the fucking shit."
I put on my seatbelt, hoped it looked like something I always did, not because I was scared. Vic didn't even notice. Too busy watching himself wipe his nose, thinking how Maureen owed him one.
"My mom busy?" Yeah, something like that."
I didn't want to look like a dork, but the wind was blowing so hard I had to shout.
"Where are we going?"
"Over to a friend's house, no biggie." Vic looked left then right only after we were already halfway through the intersection.
"Was that red?" "It wasn't, right? That it was red?"
"I don't think so."
"Thank God,"
Vic said.
"What were you saying? Something about football? Do you know if she told my dad?"
Vic slugged my arm just hard enough to hurt.
"Dude, don't be such a little fag."
I didn't want her to. He never lets me do anything. Vic smiled big as we raced down the street.
"Maybe there's still some hope for you yet, boy."
There could be only one reason why Vic thought I was gay. Mom had said something. Instead of reacting to it, I pretended he was joking and laughed it off. Vic took the curve too fast, the wheels screeching, scaring the crap out of both of us.
"So how the cheerleaders? Any hot ones?"
I wanted to believe Vic wasn't asking for himself.
"You nailing any of them?"
I'd yet to speak to one, but simply said, "Not yet."
"Why not? You like girls, right?"
"Of course." Vic had such a stupid smile.
"You don't sound so sure there, amigo."
Girls were all I thought about, but nothing I said would change Vic's mind. "I like them." Vic looked up at the rear view.
"Ah, oh, fuck. You sure that light was yellow back there?"
There was a cop half a block behind us. Vic rubbed at his nose like he was trying to erase it.
"This can't be happening to me."
I'd been in the car when Mom had gotten pulled over, but she hadn't been nervous like this. She also didn't have some shit in her pocket she was thinking of asking me to hold until the cop was gone. She simply unbuttoned her top three buttons to show she'd do whatever it took to get out of the ticket. The next light turned yellow and Vic stopped for it, the cop car right behind us. Vic fiddled with the radio, trying not to look nervous, but I was ignoring him. I'd gotten pretty good at totally blocking out the person next to me. I'd go crazy if I couldn't. While we waited for the light to turn green, I thought about Mom, how she'd drive any kid nuts. How I hadn't picked up on her thinking I was gay, oblivious to the one person I was around more than anyone. Mom hadn't been around as much lately, even when she was. Half the time she'd be zoned out, just sitting there on autopilot, but I should have known what she was thinking.